Back at the National FFA Convention, Indianapolis, Indiana, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios, Chad Baker for WITY, and I've got some folks that have joined me all the way from South Dakota. I have the state treasurer, who's from Beresford, South Dakota, Elena Andrews, and Cash Martinez, who's part of the Bridgewater Emory FFA in Emory, South Dakota. Thanks for joining us today.
Absolutely.
Thank you for having us.
Cash, let's start with you. Do you hold an officer title with the Bridgewater Emory FFA?
Yes, sir. So I'm the chapter president.
Okay. And so how long have you been an officer? Are you a senior in high school? Well, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yes, sir. So I'm a senior at our high school. I've been in FFA for probably about 5-6 years now. Last year I was the chapter secretary, and this year I'm the chapter president. Those are the only two offices I've held.
Oh, very nice. And are you enjoying it?
Absolutely. I wouldn't trade my experiences in FFA for the world.
Let's talk about a few of those experiences here, because I know that you're probably gaining some of those here at the National FFA Convention. Is there anything that you're gaining here this year that you're looking to take back to your chapter?
Absolutely. So I've been talking with members from chapters around the country, and we were at a group building one earlier this week, and they were just giving ideas for different chapter events for community service ideas like that. One of them was, I seen they allowed the children to have a wildflower bed in front of their elementary schools. And I thought that was a really unique idea that I had never seen before. And so that's one that I'd like to take back to our chapter.
I know that over in our area of the world, it seems like the wildflower patches are starting to pop up more and more all the time. They're not always in necessarily traditional areas. Sometimes they're near rail beds or where they've taken up rails. And sometimes they're just in maybe some interstate areas. But you're starting to see that a little bit more, I think, because it's important to take care of the habitat around our fields out there.
Yes, absolutely. And heck, it adds beauty when you're driving around. You can go ahead and see that. But it's very important to take care of that.
We do love our wildlife back in the Ileana area. So I know that that's something that some folks out there will love hearing. So what's next for you, Cash? Where are you going after high school? What are you looking to do?
I'm looking at going to a tech school called Lake Area Technical College in Watertown, South Dakota. I'm looking at going for aviation, and I'd like to end up maybe flying cargo for FedEx in the future.
Oh, very nice. I was going to go maybe possibly a field sprayer, but, you know, FedEx freight, we need that too. There's a lot of folks that are shipping everywhere nowadays.
Well, those guys that spray fields, they've got some nerves of steel to fly that low to the ground. I'm not sure I got those.
Definitely some skill and some trickery out there.
Absolutely.
Very good. Well, Cash, thanks for spending some time with us here.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
And let's talk with Elena a little bit. You're state treasurer out of Beresford, South Dakota. Tell us a little bit about you.
So I'm a state officer as well as a college student at SDSU, and I'm studying ag economics, and I'm a pre-law student as well. And so when I'm not in school, I'll be at the office or on the road to meet with our 6,500 South Dakota members across the state. We go on various chapter visits from east to west river, and so we've just enjoyed being able to make those connections across the state as well as developing leadership skills and growing members' success. So
going to prove that it's more than just a football team from SDSU that's doing some great things out there. You guys have been a thorn in the side of so many teams from our neck of the woods, but the agriculture maybe looks a little different up in your region there. Tell us a little bit about what you've seen here this year, some of the challenges that the farmers in your area have had.
So since we've gone on our travels, we've seen a variety of different ag commodities being produced. In my area in the southeast corner of the state, it's a lot of hog barns. There's dairy barns there. As you travel farther west, you're getting into that rangeland of beef cattle, as well as sorghum production, which I hadn't seen firsthand before. So in my crop production class, I've learned about sorghum before, so that was a new experience for me. There's certainly been challenges with the weather patterns, as well as those low prices of our corn and soybeans right now. And, you know, actually, China just announced that they're going to buy soybeans again to the amount that they have been. And so that's something to look forward to for our farmers and for the future, too. So there's definitely been some challenges, but we're looking at a brighter future, too.
That's definitely added some spring and some steps here today and in Indianapolis, because I know that that was something that was very, very tenuous here for farmers all over the nation here the last couple of weeks. But great news, definitely.
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit about your experience state treasurer there. It's not just everybody that gets to do that. You've got to be kind of good at what you're doing and knowing the funds and whatnot. So tell us a little bit about your role and how you got into that.
Most of my role is connecting with our members and showing off their talents and just learning about how our chapters operate across the state. And so my role as treasurer, it mostly just means that I'll serve on our budget committee, and so I'll oversee some of those financial, not necessarily decisions, but just oversee and look and know how that process is being done. But for our state officers, we travel in groups of two to different chapters across the state. We also have our business and industry visits, so we're on the eastern side of South Dakota this year, and so we're kind of up in that Aberdeen area and traveled our way south. So just been great opportunities. We also had the opportunity to go to the State Officer Summit in Washington, D.C. this year, too. So we got to connect with many state officers from all across the United States. So
very nice. And your future plans, what you're looking to do?
I'm looking into going into either lobbying or ag law. So specifically being an advocate for agriculture and ensuring that hot topic issues that we've seen in the news and for the past 5 years are not happening, and that producers have a say in how they're producing food and not coming from different consumer misconceptions, or overall just being an advocate for agriculture and relaying that information to the public and being an education resource for them.
Very nice. Talk a little bit about some of the things that the South Dakota FFA does that may be a little different, maybe unique to your area. Anything that really stands out that you folks have up there just because of the farming being a little different? You mentioned the sorghum farming, you mentioned cattle. Farming looks different everywhere, and sometimes, you know, FFA takes a look at some of those unique challenges. Is there any instances of that?
South Dakota is unique in the aspect that we do have many different agricultural commodities, and so we see all across the state that when we have our state convention that South Dakota is a high production rate for many of those ag commodities that we're seeing right now. And so watching our students in their proficiencies, and even at the national convention, many of those proficiencies were higher ranked, and so we know that South Dakota does play an important role in feeding the world too. So yeah.
Absolutely. For folks that want to find out a little bit more about your particular chapters, how do they find out and where do they reach out to?
Our chapter has a Facebook page, Bridgewater Emory FFA chapter. We've also got a TikTok page. We just posted a pretty big TikTok there yesterday. And yeah, that's really all we got is our Facebook and our TikTok, Bridgewater Emory FFA. That's how you'll find us.
That's the one experience that I found out this year from all this so far, is I would have never imagined TikTok and FFA coming together like it has, but so many folks have been doing that. How about you, Elena?
So we have a South Dakota FFA Association page, and that just could be looked up online too. And as well as having Facebook and Instagram, we have one for our South Dakota state officers. So right now we're relaying information of what we're seeing at the national convention and the delegate process and kind of a day in the life that's going on right now. So there's many different areas that you can follow along with South Dakota FFA's journey. But I would really suggest talking to your local members, because chances are if they're from another state, they might know someone from South Dakota. So
very nice. Well, I hope you folks both have fun here the rest of the week. Enjoy your time and have safe travels back.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Cash. Thanks, Elena. We'll have more reports coming up from the National FFA Convention here in Indianapolis, Indiana. Chad Baker for WITY.